Recording in progress.
Okay, Urbosai. We're up to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Fourth last skinny line. Sha'al pasu omer hamotzi vechuli. Tanar avadim. Mahu omer hamotzi lechem haaretz. But Nechemia omer motzi lechem haaretz. Amarava, what's the machlokes? The motzi kuliyamalo pligi da apik mashma. Everyone agrees motzi means the apik, the past tense. Lashon avar. Dechsev kel motzi ami mitzrayim, right? Bilam said Hashem was motzi them mitzrayim, and it already happened a long time ago. Ki pligi beha motzi, meaning everyone agrees you can say motzi. They argue, can you say ha motzi? Rabbanan savar, ha motzi da apik mashma, that ha motzi is also the past tense. Dechsev ha motzi lecha mayim mitzor hachalamish. Even though it had already happened a long time ago. Hamotzi means the future, and it doesn't make sense to make a bracha about the future, because the whole purpose is to thank Hashem for what he already gave us, not to talk about what's going to happen in the future. And how does he know Hamotzi means the future? Shenemar Hamotzi Yaschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. And this is said to Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of Parshas Va'era. Obviously, before Yitzias Mitzrayim happens in Parshas Bo, so therefore it is the future. Okay, how did the Rabbanan deal with that? Hahu hachi kamer lekutcher bechul Yisrael kadma pikna luchu avin luchu milsa ki hechi diad itu da anahu da apke yaschom ni Mitzrayim dechsev yidatem ki ani Hashem lokechem hamotzi hamotzi etc. Eschem mitach asiv los Mitzrayim. I mean, the Rabbanan say you're wrong. Hamotzi eschem mitach asiv los Mitzrayim is not the future. It is really the past. What it means is, in the future, there will be something about the past, right? Meaning, Hashem doesn't say, I will take you out of Mitzrayim in the Lashon Hamotzi Eschem. That would be the future. Hashem says, this is right, if the Arba Lashon Hashem Geula, the Yidatem, I will make sure that you know, in the future, like after you see Mitzrayim, I'll make sure that you know that in the past, from when you're standing then, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and therefore it also means the past. Okay, end of the analysis of the Machlokes. Of course, Rashi here points out that the Gemara is missing something, right? They should have said, so we know how the Rabbanan deal with Hamotzi. Rav Nechemia's proof. How does Rav Nechemia deal with Rabbanan's proof? After all, Hamotzi l'chamayim mitzorah chalomish means the past. So Rashi fills in here and says, Rab Nechemia Sabrda Mapik Mashwa Sha'asid Lahotzi Dichsev Hamotzi Eschem Shenema Prasik Zeh Lamosha Adayin Lo Yatzor, meaning the second class Rashi, Hamotzi L'chamayim Adayin HaYamotzi Koyim Yosem Midbar. Hamotzi L'chamayim also means the future. Because after all, even though once there was the big miracle that the water started to come out of the rock, but it kept coming out, otherwise how did they drink for the rest of the time? And therefore, it was really referring to the future. Moshe, at that point, was not referring to what happened in the past. He was referring to what will be in the future. That's Rashi. Some of the Achronim, in the brackets here, like the Tzlach and the Me'il Tzedakah, say that Rashi is not Meduyuk in the Gemara, because then the Gemara, meaning, could be, but why didn't the Gemara say so? If the Gemara explained from Nechemia's pasuk for the Rabbanan, why didn't the Gemara explain Rabbanan's pasuk for Nechemia? Why did the Gemara leave it for Rashi? And therefore they say no. The machlok between the Rabbanan and Rav Nechemia is that the Rabbanan think Hamotzi means only the past, and Rav Nechemia thinks Hamotzi means both. And since it means both, therefore he said you should avoid it so that it won't possibly be interpreted as referring only to the future. Because to avoid any possible confusion. Okay, so that is the first step in the Gemara, is that motzi is for sure past. Hamotzi is for the Rabbanan, past and only past. For Rabbi Nechemia,
Rashi says it means the future, and that's why he disallows it. While Mitzlach and the Me'il Tzedakah say it means past and future. And Rabbi Nechemya Shita is that anything that could be misunderstood is maybe you're using it the future way when you say the bracha, he disallows. You should only say something that should be clearly understood to have only one accurate meaning. Okay, let's go to the next part of the Gemara. Mishtabchen le Rabbanan, or... let's go to the next part of the Gemara, and then we'll come back to Mishnah. Mishtabchen le Rabbanan, the Rav Zera, Esrit Bar Rav Zvid, Achud Rav Shim Bar Rav Zvid, the Adam Gadol Hu Baki Berachos. Okay, they told Rav Zera that this fellow was big time Chacham New Brachos. Amar lehem l'chiyav l'chamim v'yerli adi. When he gets here, bring him to me. Zim nachad eitel gabe. He came to them. Apiku le Rivka. They brought him bread. Pasu yarem motzi. He said motzi lechem na'aretz. Amar zel sh'amar loved Adam Gadol Hu Baki Berachos. This guy's an Adam Gadol and Baki Berachos. He said motzi. Why did he say motzi? That seems to be the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, but everyone should really approve of motzi. Why? Because really, at this point in the Gemara, what does the Gemara assume? That the Rabbanan give you the choice. There are two paths. The Rabbanan would say either way. While Rabbi Nechemya would say davka motzi. Right? Because either way is okay for the Rabbanan. So he said motzi, which seems to be either way, but Rabbi Zera criticized him and says, Zel Sharmal of Dadim Gadalhu Baki Bibrachosu, Bishlami Amar Ham Motzi, Yashmin and Taima, Vashmin de Hilchazak Rabbanan. If he had said Amotzi, he would teach us a Chiddush. He would teach us the meaning of the Pasuk of Amotzi as Chemitachas and Lotzi Trayim, and he would teach the Halach like Rabbanan. If he said Ham Motzi, we would know Halach like Rabbanan, we'd know Pshan and the Pasuk. Eldamer Motzi, Mike Mashman. If he says Motzi, that's boring. He hasn't taught us anything because everyone agrees to Motzi. Meaning, it's better to do something controversial that follows the proper psak because that teaches us the psak. The EU Davila Fuginafshi plug day, and what was this fellow thinking? Really wasn't Adam Gadol, but he had a different Ashkafa of Meta Halacha. He thought that, no, it's always better to get out of the machlokas even when there's a psak. About if there's no psak, it's better to get out of the machlokas. That's Pashan Vilsil Deus. Chlok says, what if there is a psak? So this Barav Zvid fellow thought, even if there is a psak, it's better to be Yotze Ol Deus. And Rabbi Zera thought, if there is a psak, it's better to do something which teaches us a chiddush. Okay, Vid Hilchasa. Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, the kaimelon karbonon da'amri da'apik mashma. Halacha l'maisa, we say hamotzi, as we know from our everyday life, because we follow the rabbanon that it means de'apik. And of course, here is where we get into a problem. All the Rishonim and Achronim are bothered. If we hold like the rabbanon, it should be motzi or hamotzi. We should be allowed to do it either way. So why is the halacha to say davka hamotzi? Okay, that is that's the classic question that bothers all of the Rishonim and Achronim. Why davka hamotzi? So who denies the premise of the question?
The Rit.
And his anacle? The Riyas, right? His anical and namesake, right? The Rid is Rabbi Shaya Detrani. The Riaz is Rabbi Shaya Achron Zal, because he was also named Shaya after his grandfather, but he was the second one. Rabbi Shaya Achron Zal says the Rid Perish v'hai peskolo asla fugli to motzi. Chazal never meant you can't say motzi. Da amran b'motzi kuli amalo pli da'avik mashva elo asla fukim drab nechemya da amar demapik mashva om shneim yachon lomar. What they meant in the helchsa hamotzi means helchsa afa motzi. Halacha l'maisa, you could do either way because we pass like the chum that either way is the past tense. Likewise, says the Riaz. If you want to, you could do either way. Either way is fine. Whatever you want. And this is also quoted as Yesh Omrim in the Ritva. Even though he himself doesn't agree, Yesh Omrim helps af hamotzi kamrina v'gadin shechol levar yachol levar chmotzi. Although he himself says anochem kibur shakama v'chein amadavar. No, everyone says that. But one answer is the Rid and the Riaz and the Yesh Omer in the Ritva say Lav Davka, really Hilchasa Af Hamotzi. You could do whatever you want. In which case, there's really no Kasha. And if you'll ask, what is everyone bothered by? How about the inconsistency? Why do we say Hamotzi, but we say, what's everyone all the Rishonim bothered by? Vore, Peri Hagafen / Peri Ha'etz / Peri Hadama / Mine Mizonos. Why do we say Hamotzi, but Vore? Why should we be consistent? The answer is, we are consistent. The halacha is you can do whatever you want. And we decided to do one way here and one way there. You know, you can't ask any kasha. If you can do whatever you want, you can do whatever you want. You want to ask why people decided one way? Who knows? Maybe it just ruled off their tongues nicely. Right? But there's fundamentally no question because you can do whatever you want. So if you ask the question that the roster and everyone else is bothered by, how about the inconsistency of Hamotzi but Bore, right? And again, we're talking about very, very parallel realms here. I'm not even comparing Hamotzi to some totally different kind of bracha. These are all bigger than that, right? It's all in our mission. It's all basically the same idea. You know, it's hard to say it's a different lomdus. Hamotzi and Bore in the name of Zonos. And the answer is, because the answer is Nicha. Because it's Lav Davka. You can do whatever you want. If you can do whatever you want, then you can't ask Kashas that we do whatever we want.
Doesn't this go in? I mean, if you have two socks, that you can't pick one and then do the other?
We're not. It's not two socks. We can't do like Rav Nechemia in one case and Chum in the other case. But even the Chachamim say you can do either way. Why? Because Motzi is passed and Hamotzi is passed. So we're only passing like the Rabbanan that you could do either way. If the Psaq you could do either way, then we don't have to be consistent. We can do either way. I could say Hamotzi at lunch and Motzi at dinner because I can do whatever. The Psaq of the Rabbanan is you have options. Eitan. Meaning what? Why don't any of the Rishonim here care about Barav Zvid? You mean? We have no idea where Zvid did. Barav Zvid. We don't even know his first name. Barav Zvid, although we know his brother's first name. Barav Zvid and Rabbi Zeira. The answer is Barav Zvid and Rabbi Zeira were for an Adam Gadol. Yeah, an Adam Gadol, then there's a machloka. Is it better to be motzi yourself for machloka? What should an Adam Gadol do? Should he try to be a brisker and be yotzi all the shitas, even the ones we don't paskin like? Or should he try to be a mechadesh and always teach a chiddush by every movement of his limbs? That is for an Adam Gadol. We're not talking about an Adam Gadol. We're talking about a regular guy. What should an Adam Gadol do is a machloka seen by Rav Zvidim and Rizira. But if you're not an Adam Gadol, then you can do whatever you want. That's Lachor the answer. Now, what does Tosfos say here? Tosfos is also bothered by this. He says, and he quotes the Rishali. He quotes one line from the Rishali, right? What one line does he quote from the Yerushalmi?
Mafsik bin Advekim.
Mafsik bin Advekim. Right? We all know that the expert Balkores, they're always Mafsik bin Advekim. Whenever it's the same letter at the end of one word, the beginning of the next word, they break, they take a tiny little pause. Because Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Motzi Lechem, you could say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Motzi Lechem in Haaretz. But most people aren't going to remember to do that. They will just say, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Motzi Lechem in Haaretz. And therefore, in order to avoid a gzera, lest the person combine the two mems, we say HaMotzi, because then you can't go wrong. And the beauty of the Tosfos is, this explains why we say HaMotzi, but Bore. Meaning, fundamentally, L'chora Apek Nafshmi Plugton is better. Fundamentally, it's better to just say Vore, because that's clearly past tense. And it might be better to say Motzi, because it's past tense. However, by Vore, right, what does Tosos say? One second. It says Tosos. Lahafred Bain Hadvekim Tosfos, the Rush, the Rashba, and one Deya in the Yerushalmi, which seems to not be the Maskana of the Yerushalmi. It's always hard to tell what the Maskana of the Yerushalmi is, because the Yerushalmi doesn't have really a connecting Shaka with Harya like the Bavli does. But Tosa says, just to separate between the Mems, and then Tosa doesn't say this, but it's obvious that it comes out of the Yerushalmi, that explains why we say Bo Rei, because there's no need to separate between them, and L'chora, leaving out the Hay, would be better, all else being equal, right, Nicha, because there's no need to separate. Agav, I should just point out Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that it's always tricky. It's always hard to read Yerushalmis. Yeah. One of the things that's hard about reading Yerushalmis is that there aren't like clear signs as to when something is benichusa, when it's bitnia. So you're never sure when they say a line if they need to paskin that way or if they need to use that as a kasha. But, you know, let's assume that there is such a line. It says the Yerushalmi in the last line. Me'ata min ha'arich lo la'arev rashi osios. Sorry, not that. Al daitid rem nechemya ha'borei piyagafen. Al daitid rabbanan borei piyagafen. Right? That rem nechemya would say ha'borei and the rabbanan would say borei. They would have the same machlokes. Clearly, inconsistency. After all, Yerushalmi suggests consistency. The Yerushalmi says, maybe you should be consistent. After all, if you say ha-motzi, say ha-bori. If you say ha-motzi, say bori. We're not consistent. Why are we not consistent? So, again, the Rid and the Riyaz's answer would be pashit. We're not consistent because we paskin either way is fine. You can do what you want. While the Tosos would say we're not consistent because we hold, like, the option la-hafer ben advekim. Now, the Rishalmi in the previous line also knew la-hafer ben advekim, but the Rishalmi rejected this. Why did the Rishalmi reject the sheet of la-hafer ben advekim? Why did the Rishalmi reject it? Basically, Yerushalmi says, I might think it's davka ha-motzi because l'hafer bein advekim, that has nothing to do with bori. But no, really, it's not that. It's some more general grammatical machlokes. Why did Yerushalmi reject it? Two words.
Lechem min.
After all, if we have to be l'hafer bein advekim, why bother to say ha-olam ha-motzi to separate and then go to lechem min? If we really cared, we should have changed lechem min also. So, that is the Yerushalmi's rejection, right? Meaning, the Yerushalmi rejects this pshat. It brings it up. Tos quotes the Yerushalmi because of lechem min. And how does Tosfos answer the Yerushalmi's kasha? Says, that's a pasuk, right? Matzmiach atzir la behemah ve'esev la vodas adam. Lahotzi lechem, right? That's a barchinafshi or something, right? Yep, barchinafshi. Lahotzi lechem min ha'aretz. And there's a general rule that in the tefillos and the brachas, we try to use the language of Tanakh whenever possible. Therefore, the klal of using lashon kra overrides lahafer bin advekim. But lahafer bin advekim overrides whether or not you should have a hay.
The Torah doesn't seem to be too concerned with Hafradah ben Advekim, Prishma is filled with it. Why did the Rabbanim come ahead and say, be careful?
So the answer is, because the Torah is following Lashon Mikra, meaning the Torah is Lashon of the Torah. The Lashon of the Torah is very, very holy and deep for reasons that are partially understandable and partially unfathomable. Whatever is in the Torah is written in the Torah exactly the way it's written, for the deepest reasons. And therefore, those deeper reasons are more important than Xera, lest someone combine the two words. But when Chazal made their brachos, Enochanami, if they can pick the Lashon in the Torah, there's so much on those deep reasons enough that overrides the chash of combining words. But when they weren't using Lashon Mikra, then they were just using their own humanly picked language. When they were using their humanly picked language, then it's more important to Lahafer Bina Dvekin. Okay, Tosos answers. What are the deep roots in?
I think the picture's good. To me, it's good.
Says Tosos, Lashon Kra.
Lashon Kra overrides Lahafrid Bin Advikim. The Rashba says a different shot. That's what Tosos and the Rush say. The Rashba says a different shot to get out of the Yerushalmi's rejection of itself. The Rashba says no. It's just they didn't have another option. Motzi and Hamotzi are two options, which are more or less equal. Comes out of our Gemara. But Lahotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, what else could have said? You couldn't say the Motzi Hamotzi Lechem Hamin Haaretz. And you couldn't have said Hamotzi Min Haaretz Lechem, because that's not the normal way for Chazal to speak, to put the Min Haaretz before the Lechem. Therefore, there is no other good option. Obviously, whether or not there's any other, there's another good option is the eye of the beholder and somewhat subjective. But that's the Rashba says. The Rashba, apparently, he doesn't think Lashon Kra is so Koveyat. He says there's no other good option. Obviously, good option. So what Tosu would have said, there is another good option. Just because of Lashon Kra, and the Rishonim doesn't think either of these answers is good. Okay.
Do we know why they want to say, yes, you want to follow Lashon Kra? Why is that a value?
Why is it a value to follow Lashon Kra is a good question. It's all over the Tfilos. Mostly we don't recognize it because we're so yeshivish that we only learn a third of the Kra, the Ta. I don't have any Makoros, but two theories I can think of are either one, just to create the experience of Mesorah, that when we daven, we are continuing the Mesorah of our ancestors in the Tanakh, and that when Chazal give us new texts, they are continuing the Mesorah of the old texts. Or number two, what I said to Yehuda before, is if you assume whatever's written in the Kra, is reasonable assumption, is written for very, very deep reasons, some of which we don't even fully appreciate, then you want to keep the power of those reasons, even if you don't offhand understand why. Okay.
What you're going to be doing, if you're going to be paraphrasing something from the Mikra that people know, it'll be much easier for people than to
Okay, fair also. Maybe just it's easier for people to, because remember, they used to have to memorize it.
Everything.
Okay. Okay, that is, those are sort of the two very, very simple, I would say, super technical reasons. There could be another technical reason, which the Meiri brings down based on funny. It's not what the Rush says here. Based on the Rush in Psachim and everyone else quoting Bala Iter. You have the exact same problem in Psachim, except that it has nothing to do with Lahafrid Beinat Vakin. Which is, the Gemara asks, should you say Livar Chametz or Al Bir Chametz, and has the exact same question about the very, what's the past tense, what is the future tense, and what does the Gemara say? Livar, everyone agrees is okay. The Machlokas is Al Bir also going on the future? Obviously, there the goal is the opposite. You want to go on the future, right? And they decide Al Bir is also on the future, so we say Al Bir. The exact same, they say, and now hold the Rishonim, it's the same question. But why do we say Albir? The Maskana is that either way is good. The Maskana is either way is good. Why do we say Albir? The exact same Machlokas. So, what's the, and there are many answers there, but what's the answer? The Rush quotes in Psachim from the Baal Ha'eter. What's the answer? The Rush quotes in Psachim. From the, I think he quotes from the Baal Ha'eter. No? Perish.
Can you also be Mechadish?
Yeah, so what does the Rush say there?
Did you ask that you can also be Yosei with Allah here?
And as the Chiddush of the Rush in Psachim, it's interesting, it's not the same as what the Rush says here, not the same as the Rush here, is that Eitan asked me before what happened to Bar Azudim or Zayr. I said, that's for another Gadol. The Chiddush, the Rosh Psachim, is that it's not only for an Adam Gadol. Really, everyone should be an Adam Gadol in their brachos. Mehechi Tesi, everyone should be an Adam Gadol in their brachos. He puts together two Gemaras in brachos. One Gemara in Daf Nun says, "Bibirkosav shel Adam Nikar and Talmud Chacham hu olav." From everyone's bracha, you could tell if they're a Talmud Chacham. What does that imply? Everyone should be a Talmud Chacham in brachos. Now, the nafkamina there is just you shouldn't make grammatical errors. But he puts together two Gemaras. In Daf Nun, it says, everyone should be Talmid Chacham and Brachos. In Daf Lamed Tes, it says, what it says, Machlokes Rabbi Zeira and Bar Rizvid. Simple shot is, Rabbi Zeira is more authoritative than Bar Rizvid. We don't even know Bar Rizvid's first name. He's not a famous Amora. Rabbi Zeira is all over Shas. So, L'chor B'tas like Rabbi Zeira, that a Talmid Chacham should teach a Chiddush. You put two and two together. Daf Nun, everyone should be Talmid Chacham. Daf Lamed Ches, a Talmid Chacham should teach a Chiddush. And therefore, everyone should teach a Chiddush. And that is the... Yesh Omrim in the Me'iri here. The Me'iri here quotes, A, the only one here who gives this pshat is the Me'iri quoting Yesh Omrim. No one's even willing to put their names to it, but says the Me'iri, Roy Levarakin should be talking about Kosov, Shalom Nikar and Talmud Chacham in Lav. You should be a Talmud Chacham, and the Rush and Ode. Rishonim and Psachim say this in a parallel context. They don't say, this is why we say Hamotzi. But they say, they quote Rabbi Zeira here and say, that's what we say over your Chametz. And it's a very small step to say, if they quote Rabbi Zeira in Arsa, you explain why we say over your Chametz, then he should also explain why we say Hamotzi. Right? So, let's say better. To explain... I'll be your chametz. They say, lahashmiya chiddush, dimitoch berkosav, shel adam, nicker im talmud chacham, who means the big chiddush, everyone should be a talmud chacham, and an adam gadol in brachos, which is not the simple shot of our Gemara. But they say that because they get stuck with two cases, how to explain Hamotzi and how to explain I'll be your chametz. And therefore, you're not going to say I'll be your chametz because of the hafer bin advekim. They don't want to be the rid and the riaz. And it's certainly not going to have to do with any of the things that have to do with the Yerushalmi, with the Guskos, etc. Basically, they're stuck. The only way to explain I'll be your chametz is just to teach us a chiddush. Now, the tricky part of this, and I think the reason why the Rishonim, like on our sugyas, don't run to say this, is because the weak part of this shot is that it doesn't explain why we say Bori Priya Guffin. If you want to teach a Chiddush, shouldn't you also... what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that... the Chiddush is that not only is Motzi in the past, Ha-Motzi is in the past, Motzi being in the past is no Chiddush. Everyone agrees that. Ha-Motzi being in the past is a Chiddush. It's Machlokes that interpret the Pasuk. And therefore, to teach you this chiddush, we say hamotzi. That doesn't explain why we say bori, right? Why do we say bori then? Why not teach a chiddush by saying hamori?
Well, if we understand that really the grammatical points are lopped off, but because we never heard of such a hey, there's this comment of what was it? So maybe you could say it's just that they wanted to be tofes the lashon of the crop. So maybe there wasn't really. So the problem we're saying there's a pressure in the crop for hamotzi being referred to in the past tense. So maybe there's just no source for habore in the pasuk.
Aha. Okay. So I was thinking of that as well. If you look in the Me'iri himself, says the Me'iri, he says something funny. He says, "V'shar brachos, ain't medakti gemahem." We're not medakti. Why is it ha-gomel, like I haven't told us, and ha-maver sheina me'enai, and ha-mavdim in kodesh l'chol, but bore pri hagafen and etc. Ain't medakti gemahem lo nechlo motzi l'hamotzi and levarin albir. In all the bricks on mitzvos, you know, sachin, each rishon has like five pages. Why each bracha is lit or al? Right? Why is it, you know, why is it al matilas yadayim and why is it al achilas matzah and al achilas maror, or is it actually the rabban mishnah? It's not. And why is it al likvo a mezuzah and likro a sahala? Why al mikro megillah and likro a sahala, etc. And says the Me'iri, don't waste your time on it. He says, "Yesh mitorei torei kulam." Someone tried to figure out all the owls and the liz in Birchas Mitzvos and in the Birchas Shevach, all the has versus the nam has, And it ain't all of Yado. A lot of people worked hard and they didn't get anywhere. So basically, don't waste your time. Ain't hadvarim miduktakim. That's Yerushalmi. Even though the Yerushalmi says to be the same achlot to that, just whatever the takana is. What does the meaning he's saying here? He's not really giving us much to work off. What he's saying is, don't try to find a consistent pattern. That's clearly what he's saying. And a chanami, there's no consistency. The Yerushalmi thought there was consistency. And really, there's no consistency. Really, the machlokas here is only about motzi and hamotzi, not about anything else. He doesn't really explain why. Could be. Now, notice, the Rabbi Nechemiah and the Chachamim, they weren't bringing from all verbs in Tanakh, whether you say a ha before or not. They were only bringing from motzi yomim mitzrayim and ha motzi l'chamayim and ha motzi eschem mitachzei l'mitzrayim. They were having a specific machlokas about motzi and ha motzi. It's not necessarily the same gabi everything else. Why? He doesn't fully say. Yehuda Dov suggests maybe other things have more of a lashon kra. Maybe bore always appears in bore and not ha bore in the kra. So therefore we take Bore, while Hamotzi appears in both in the Quran, therefore we have to start investigating. Or maybe some other reason, there's some subtle difference in the tense between the Ha of other verbs and the Ha of this verb, which they haven't explained. Yehuda doesn't fully explain. Yehuda Dov gives a suggestion. Okay, it's not going to necessarily explain, I don't know if it's going to explain Hamavdil and Ha Gomel and etc. and everything else. Right, the Meiri says, it's not a general machlokes. He doesn't fully explain why. Yehuda Dov suggests, at least for Bore, which is really the only issue within Birch Zanenin, in Tanakh, anyone do a search in Tanakh, did they ever say Ha Bore? Right? But it says Bore in Tanakh. But it says Bore, but it doesn't say Ha Bore. I don't know if it ever says Ha Bore in Tanakh. Maybe not. And therefore, Yehuda Dov gives a suggestion. Okay.
Maybe the Riyaz is different. The Meiri is different than the Riyaz.
Of course he's different than the Riyaz. The Meiri says you have to say a motzi. The Riyaz says you can pick whatever you want. Right?
No, but I'm saying even in other bro, it's not a free-for-all, even the other bro. So then you get into the problem of following the Shanim and the Yoshitabu Chachomi. It's like, according to the Riyaz, you can do whatever you want.
Yes.
According to the Niri.
There's an interesting question in the acronym. According to all the Shitas but the Riyaz, if you do it wrong, are you Yotze? Do we say that this is mamish takanis to say hamotzi? Or do we say no? It's the same either way, there's just a preference. That's a subtlety within everyone but the Riyaz. Is it a preference or is it a takana that's ma'akev? Almost all of the acronym agree, like 99% to 1%, that no, even according to all the acronym, you don't see either way. It's just they said it a preference. They didn't say it's against the takana. That's the general mahalach, but you're right, you could have said that could be a nafkamina. Now, okay, let's leave the Yeshomer and the Meiri now, and the Rishonim and Psachim, yeah? What? You mean Gomel Chasad and Tov Ni'am Yisrael? Yeah, I mean that's why it gets so confusing. Now let's get
the original bracha was Gomel Aroyim.
Okay. Glad we don't say that anymore. Okay, Rabosai, let us go weiter a little. What is another approach? What's another answer here?
No. The Yerushalmi and the Midrash Rabba.
What do you mean the Yerushalmi and the Midrash Rabba? What do the Yerushalmi and the Midrash Rabba say? Interesting. Yerushalmi and the Midrash Rabba have a totally different approach to our sugya. Maybe. Like definitely, very different approach. Whether totally different or not is less clear. But have a very different approach than the Bavli, right? And the Yerushalmi and the Midrash Rabba here, the Midrash Rabba is specifically a Bereishis Rabba, which makes sense because Bereishis Rabba, first of all the Midrash Rabbas are Yerushalmi, quote-unquote, meaning as much as Yerushalmi, they're Eretz Israeli, even though none of them were in Yerushalayim. And Davka Bereishis Rabba, as we know, many of the Midrash Rabbas are super-duper late. Bereishis Rabba is super-duper early. It is pretty close to the time of the Yerushalmi. So the Bereishis Rabba and the Yerushalmi, we would expect to agree. The Bavli has a different Masorah. What does the Yerushalmi say? What does Yerushalmi say?
They make the machlokas of Hamotzi and Motzi versus the very distant past of Gan Eden and the future.
So they take Rav Nechemya or Rav Nachman, that's the kind of girsa that is not necessarily Davka, right? The Yerushalmi.
It's also switched, the names are switched.
Yeah, Beseder. That's also, I mean, could be Lav Davka or just could be a slightly different Mesorah. So the Yerushalmi, this is really about huskos, that loaves. Loaves grow from the ground. Loaves grow from the ground. I don't see loaves growing from the ground, so when do loaves grow from the ground?
Gan Eden, according to this.
It's a machlokes, right? Says the Yerushalmi, this machlokes is that like that machlokes. They darshan from Lefes, Rav Chanin bar Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel bar Imi. One of them says, lo pas haisa, and one of them says, lo pas yasida leos. Okay, it's not so clear what it has to do with Lefes, but one shot is Lefes the vegetable, like a turnip.
Yeah.
A turnip grows as is from the ground, right? Bread grows very much not as is from the ground, right? We all know, right? Remember, Masechet Shabbos, right? Besides being tochein, but you have to be, besides tochein and ma'amer, which, okay, beseder, that's just cutting it off and bundling it, but you have to be dush, zore, bore, merake, lush, and then ofe. So lefes comes straight from the ground, and they darshan the word lefes, lo pas, didn't bread also grow straight from the ground like a lefes? Didn't bread also come straight from the ground in its final form like a lefes? So one of them says, didn't it also in Gan Eden? In Gan Eden, bread grew from the ground. And the other one says, lo pas asidilios. No, in the future, in Achris Hayamim, bread will grow from the ground. And say, he pisas bar ba'aretz barosh harem, on the mountains will grow loaves of bread. Fascinatingly, the Torah's Chaim here in Sanhedrin, and this is pretty clear, this is what the Medrash Rabbah and Bereishis Rabbah is trying to say, is what's the connection in Bereishis Rabbah? How does this come into Bereishis Rabbah in Parshas Bereishis? Remember the machlokes in Chazal as to what the species identity of the Eitz Hadas was? Agav. Anyone know the sheet of the Ibn Ezra? Agav? Which species? How many days are there in Chazal? Tell me all the days in Chazal. Either it was a Chita is one day in Chazal, or Esrog, or more days. They don't have to be in this Medrash. Chita, Esrog, what were the other days? Why Esrog? Because it says in the Targum Onkelos, Merage is in Lashon Esrog, and Kesrog creates Hadar, and that was a very beautiful, attractive. Why Chita? Because you don't. Babies don't get intelligent until they're older. They eat Chita, so Chita gives intelligence. What were the other two pshatim? Tangent. Grapes. Why grapes? Because as we see from, for example, Parshas Noach and other places, that when you get drunk, you get into trouble. Likewise, they got into trouble for grapes. Drink gets you into trouble. And what's the fourth shot? Te'ena, because by Yitru Ali Te'ena, why Davka does Te'ena have to make up for it? Because it's Te'ena's fault. Okay, there's actually a fifth shot, not found in Chazal, the Ibn Ezra, which is probably the simplest shot. What did the Ibn Ezra say? Which species was it? No one says it was an apple. That's just a mistake. Again, I'm not an expert in the English language, but Lahore, that's a mistake because in old-fashioned English, apple just means fruit, and it was a fruit. How do you know apple means fruit? Because what do you call a fruit that looks like a pine cone on the outside? A pineapple. Why not call it a pine fruit? Because an apple means a fruit. What do you call a potato in French or Hebrew? What? Or Yiddish?
Apple.
A ground apple, right? Say it in French?
Pomme de terre.
Pomme de terre, right? Terre is terra. Pomme is, it's a ground apple. Tapuach adama. It's not a ground apple, it's a ground fruit. What do you call a orange in Hebrew? What is tapuach roshei tevos for? Tapuach adama, golden apple. It's not a golden apple, it's a golden citrus fruit. It's a golden fruit. Apple just means fruit. Nowadays, apple means apple, so we think that Nemakava ate an apple. Apple used to mean fruit, it just means they ate a fruit, which is no chish. It's not telling us anything, just we don't know what the word apple means. Anyway, so if the Ibn Ezra has a fifth shot, he says, what do you mean? It was a species of Eitz Hadas. If it was a different species, the Torah would have said so. It was a different species called Eitz Hadas, which we don't have anymore because it was only in Gan Eden. If we had it, we'd still get Das from it.
right? So obviously it was a species we don't have anymore. Okay, that's the Ibn Ezra. It's probably Pshuto Shel Mikra. It says it's an Eitz Hadas. Why would it be a different species? Okay, Chazal assumes one of these species. Says the Taurus Chaim, he points out, why is the Midrash bringing this in the context of this Machlokes? Because which of these Pshatim doesn't make any sense in the Pshat meaning of the words? Chita, how is Chita a tree? After all, Te'ena and Geffen and Etrog is a tree. Chita is not a tree. So the answer is, Taurus Chaim explains this, you know how Chita is a tree? Because our Chita is not a tree, but in Gan Eden, there were loaves of bread growing from it. A loaf of bread can't grow on a stalk. Obviously, to grow loaves of bread, it needs to be a tree. And don't ask, how can that chita be so different than ours and be a tree? Mela, if it's different that it grow loaves of bread, then obviously it's different that it's much bigger and has to be a tree. So what kind of kasha is that? Okay, it's a great pshat because we have so many things in Chazal that are based on chita being a tree. And I'm telling you, until like 2 weeks ago, I admit my ignorance, I was just assumed, what does Chazal mean by chita is a tree? They meant it's a chalos tree, and, you know, it's a chalos. It doesn't mean anything. It's just, you know, chalos tree. Now it's a good shot. No. What do they mean it was a tree? They mean it used to grow loaves of bread, and to grow loaves of bread, you need a big tall tree.
It was a chalos tree.
it was a chalos tree. Very, very good. And that's basically clear in the Midrash Rabbah. What was the Elon? Rav Meir says it was a chitin. And Rav Yishai Yitzchak Bar says, you think it was chitin? What do you mean? Chitin's on the eights? No, it was really, really big. And then they go straight into loaves of bread growing on trees. Obviously, they mean that connection. Okay, Viter. Now, back to Helchos Brachos. What is the difference in Yerushalmi and the Bavli? Simple pshat in Yerushalmi. Simple pshat in Yerushalmi, there are three different reasons why you could say Hamotzi versus Motzi. The third reason is the general machlokes in grammar. They were all talking about Habori, similar to the Bavli. The second reason is Lahafer being a Vekim, which is not Reb Nechemi Rabbanan, just a different factor. But the original analysis from Nechemi and the Rabbanan is that both of them, that they don't argue about grammar. They argue about, they both admit about grammar. Which way do they both admit there's different gersos? We will stick with the Midrash Rabbah, which has the opposite angle of grammar of the Bavli. It's in the Yerushalmi, it's not so clear. They both admit Motzi is future and Hamotzi is past. Okay, they have different grammar bullshit in the Bavli. They're not arguing that we want the past. We argue in the grammar what means past. They're arguing we know the grammar. We're arguing which direction we want. Meaning, in the if here is the Rabbanan and here is Rabbi Nechemya, in the Bavli, Lekule Alma Mivarkin Beloshon Ovar. Everyone agrees we're talking about the past. Everyone agrees. Why does everyone agree we're talking about the past? Because Rashi says, what are we talking about?
The making of this bread.
We're talking about this loaf of bread, as Rashi says, Lamed Chesem and Aleph, the Apig Mashma, Shahotzi Kvar, Shari Kvar Hotzi, Halechem Hazem in Harj Balihadis Menu. Rashi says we're not talking about any fantastic flora that grows angels' bread from the ground. No, we're talking about the bread, loaf of bread I'm about to eat, which grew wheat in a field in Turkey someplace, you know, which was, ripe 6 months ago. And that was obviously in the past. Anything I'm eating now grew in the past. Right? So it says, Rashi, al lechem ze shani ochel. No, we're making work in the past, and what I'm eating now grew in the past. What's the machlok test? Rabbanan say that hamotzi is past. Is past, and Rabbi Nechemya says Motzi is past. I know the Rabbanan really say both of them is past. That's the question we have on the other half of the board. That's the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi and the Gracious Rabbah, in general, okay, for those who want to be a little more, those who want to be a little more historical,
would be Mappin, not say Medrash Rabba, but say Bracious Rabba, because there was no one book of Medrash Rabba. Each book was written in totally different centuries by totally different people, and then like the printers put them together. Bracious Rabba was written 500 years before Amidbar Rabba, for example. The Bracious Rabba is mamish like from the time of the Amorim. While Amidbar Rabba is collections of Midrashi Chazal from the time of the Rishon Pashas. Now, which is why for example, pretty sure Bracious Rabba never mentions like the Muslim conquest of the Middle East, etc. Well, Midbar Rabba does. Okay, but that's not our topic now. So that's why I'm writing Bracious Rabba. Yushami Bracious Rabba says, no, Lekule Alma Hamotzi equals past. And motzi equals future. Right, I know that's a little bit of a different direction, but we'll grant them they're slightly different grammar. Everyone agrees on the grammar. They're arguing in the Bavli, everyone agrees on the substance. They argue on grammar. In the Yerushalmi, everyone agrees on the grammar. They argue on the substance. The machlokus is, what are we making a bracha on? The Rabbanan, who say hamotzi, say that it's the gluskaos began Eden, while Rabbi Nechemyu says, Motzi says, it's the gluskaos le'asid lavo. Right? And it's a very, very different perspective on the whole bracha of Hamotzi. Is the bracha of Hamotzi about gluskaos, or is the bracha of Hamotzi about the actual regular this worldly bread that I am eating right now? So that is a great question. After all, what about Birkas Hanenin? So lichora, you have to admit to what the Torah Chaim says. What did the Torah Chaim say at the very end? Right? Eitan knows at the very end the Torah Chaim pointed out, even the Pshatim of Gluskos, they don't mean we're only talking about Gluskos. They mean we're talking about the bread, and also being merames to the gluskos. So we're talking about our bread. We're just also being merames to the gluskos. And of course, to do that, you have to say, and here we're already bringing in the Chachmas Manoach. What? You have to say, and here you're bringing the Chachmas Manoach, that to say this, you have to say, really, everyone, what does the Chachmas Manoach start and say? He says, it can't be that any Chazal or Rishonin didn't know elementary diktuk from fourth grade. Okay? From fourth grade, meaning what we call fourth grade. Maybe you guys call 10th grade. But elementary diktuk, how do you say motzi in Lashon Avar? What? Hotzi. How do you say in Lashon Asid? Yotzi. What tense is motzi? Present tense. So really what you have to add is that, I think, everyone agrees it's really present tense. And really present tense is all tenses. Right? Because something in the present can be continuous. Really it's present tense which is continuous. It's just b'derech remez, which tense are we adding? And therefore it's a remez to gluskos. So Joel's right. L'chor ol pshat in gluskos. It's hard to say anyone really thinks we're only talking about the gluskos. Because what's the point of your kesanet then?
That's not what they're saying. You're doing the move.
The Torah Chaim's doing that move. Not me.
Who's doing that move?
Torah Chaim's not good enough for you? I'm just kidding.
You can't do that.
Okay, I know. I can for fun. Argument. Okay, Rabosai, let's go. So,
no,
anyway.
The troops shut him down.
Yes, okay, but that's what I'm claiming. I'm claiming that the gluskos are maybe a little more B'derek Remez. But, now, okay, let me give away a little cloth right now. It's obvious. Okay, why bring in? So, let me go back for a second. Now, is it? You see, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are totally, totally, totally different, right? Is it so posh that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are totally, totally, totally different? After all, they're definitely different in terms of whether there's an agreement on substance, machlokas on grammar, or an agreement on grammar, machlokas on the content. Right? But is it so posh that the Bavli and Yerushalmi are different? The Bavli is talking about this worldly pedestrian agriculture, and the Yerushalmi is talking about utopian, is talking about utopian miracles. Who, on whose authority do we have that the Bavli is talking about pedestrian, everyday agriculture and not utopian miracles?
Rashi.
Rashi says, why pick Lashon Avar? Because we're talking about a farmer in Turkey who, you know, harvested his wheat, shipped it to angels, and they baked it and sold it in Rami Levi. But it's not so pashut. After all, the Toras Chaim says, no, the Bavli's also talking about gluskos, says the Toras Chaim, that even within the Bavli, he says, first he quotes Yerushalmi Medrash Rabba, and then he says, etc. Rashi says, why does the Bavli say everyone agrees we want to talk about the past? Because for hoti lechem zeh min ha'aretz, lechem zeh shubal lehenesh benu. Ktsas koshe, he says. No, I don't like Rashi's shot. If so, why are we only arguing about motzi and hamotzi and not about bori and habori and everything else? He says, rather, nira l'rava savar de lechem on the poly de dafka l'sha'avar ha'isar motzi gluskos l'asid. Even in the Bavli, we're talking about gluskos. Again, he doesn't mean we're ignoring this bread and talking about gluskos. We're reading Marambes to gluskos. Even the Toras Chaim disagrees with Rashi. He says even the Bavli's talking about gluskos. It's just that the Yerushalmi Medrash Rabbah thought the Tanam argued when there are gluskos. And the Bavli thought it's Pashat gluskos. We're only in Gan Eden and not in Lashed Lavo. Why is it Pashat to the Bavli that they're in Gan Eden? I don't know why it's Pashat they weren't Lashed Lavo unless, like, no necessity for twice. Why is it Pashat they were in Gan Eden? Maybe because... as we know, we might paskin chita. How do we know we paskin it was chita and not esrog? What do you mean paskin? Basically, anyone who wants to make chasidish a drasha will use whatever works for that particular drasha. But if we're talking about things that are not merely inspirational drashas, but are a little closer to halacha lemaisa, Chazal say maseches Rosh Hashana, ba'arba prakim ha'olam nidon. What are the arba prakim ha'olam nidon? Rosh Hashanah, hopefully you all know. If you don't know that, then you should be in kindergarten. And Sukkos, we need it all on Mayim, and that's why we do Nisach HaMayim, right? And on Pesach, we need it on the Tvua, and that's why we do Karban Omer. And on Sukkos, we need it on Peiros HaElan, and that's why we bring Shavuos. We need a Peiros HaElan, and that's why we bring Shtei Lechem of Chita, because Chita is an eighth. So maybe we pass in Chita as an eighth. So if we pass in Chita as an eighth, then it's gluskos are in the past. So says the Toras Chaim, he says Rashi's wrong. Even the Bavli is talking about miracles. Even the Bavli is talking about gluskos. Big on Eden. Again, he doesn't mean I'm ignoring this bread. He means I have a double layer of meaning. Now, fascinatingly, here's an interesting question. And he points out, how do I know, why does he think even the Bavli, no one could be ignoring gluskos? Why does he think no one could be ignoring gluskos, the Toras Chaim? Because it says, Amotzi lechem in aretz. We all know lechem doesn't grow from the aretz. Chita grows from the aretz. Why does he say Amotzi lechem in aretz? It must be even the Bavli admits you're talking about gluskos, because that's lechem in aretz. Of course, you could say it means indirectly, right? The raw materials. Now, here's a simple question. Why do we care about gluskos? Mehechi tasi gluskos. Why do we care about gluskos? Meaning, what's wrong with Birkas HaNenen being on what I'm Nenen from? Why are we talking about what happened in Gan Eden? A lot of weird things happened in Gan Eden. Right? A lot of things were very different in Gan Eden. That shouldn't, why does that have to do with Birkas HaNenen? Why does Birkas HaNenen talk about gluskos in Gan Eden? Is a question that he's bothered by. What Mehechi tasi gluskos? Right? Why gluskos? What does the Toras Chaim answer? Why gluskos? Anyone? It shouldn't bother you. You're all like rational people who go around everyday life thinking about what Hashem does within the Derech HaTeva. So why all of a sudden are we bringing in gluskos? Don't say, oh, we say Motzi Lechem, that proves. But why do we say that I'm bringing gluskos? What does Doris Chaim claim? Why do we bring in gluskos? He says,
It's really a general rule. He claims the general rule, says the Torah's Chaim. It's my mistake. I put in brackets. I shouldn't. He says, what does he say? He says, it's a general rule that you always go to the original creation. The original creation. Now, what is Bori Priya Eitz? The original creation is the same as nowadays, so there's no nafkamina, right? In Gan Eden, there were regular oranges growing on regular trees, and nowadays there are regular oranges growing on regular trees. So there's no nafkamina.
It's a very non-convincing argument, because that bracha is the bracha sonen.
Aha, fair. Very good. But whenever something had an original creation that's different than nowadays, we always go to the original. How about a wedding? A wedding is a little different. Nowadays, I have to be born from these parents. And my wife, my Kala, has to be born from different parents. They even have to be different parents, right? Otherwise, we're related and it's not allowed, right? And two people who have no relation to each other come together and get married. But the original creation of marriage was... No, Vayikach Achas Mitzalosav, Vayiven, etc., Laisha, that the Chava came from Adam. And therefore, we have to say the original one, Asher Yotzar Sadam Mitzalmo, the Hiskin Lo Mimenu, Binyan Adei Ad. We always go back to original creation. When we're praising Hashem, we always go back to the original. Usually there's no nafkamina, but sometimes there is a nafkamina. When there is a nafkamina, we always go to the original. That's the Torah Chaim, says the Torah Chaim. He says it is a general rule of going back to Maisa Bereishis. And therefore, we don't only talk about our bread, we also talk about the original bread. That's an interesting question. What about the light? Now, here it gets a little trickier, because in light there's a stira even within the original creation, right? Between the Or HaGadlus and the Or of Yom Revi'i, etc. So I have to think about that. Okay, however, Lanius Daiti, I thought there was a different answer. I couldn't find this anywhere, maybe, but I think it just pushed it. Nirlani is dainty. It's not a general rule. After all, Abe pointed out, you can't necessarily bring a right from Sheriff of Brachas Birkas Hananen, and I don't know if that's always consistent. Maybe there's a specific concern here. What is the specific concern? The specific concern is not that my papers fell on the floor. The specific concern is that there's a fundamental problem here. There's just a fundamental existential problem in the Bracha of Hamotzi. What's the fundamental existential problem, Bracha Hamotzi? Don't imagine nowadays, right? Nowadays, Birkas Hamotzi is sometimes you eat a sandwich on rare occasions. Basically, Orthodox Jews, I mean, I guess non-Jews never make Hamotzi, but, you know, Jews rarely say Hamotzi in secular contexts. Some people eat sandwiches for lunch and some people don't. And almost no one eats sandwiches for dinner. And very few people eat sandwiches for breakfast, etc. Right? When do we say hamotzi? When it's a halacha that we have to eat bread for Suda Shabbos and Suda Yontif, etc., etc. But imagine we live in the time of Chazal. After all, why do you have to eat bread for Suda Shabbos? Because basically for all of human history until the last 100-odd years, and still in many places, you eat bread. That's all you eat is bread. Everything else is just something extra that you eat with your bread. Literally everything is malafis tapas. If you have bread, you have nutrition and you live. If you don't have bread, you don't have nutrition and you're in big trouble. Everything else is a luxury, is a bonus. That's how human beings lived for all of human history until very recently, right? For example, how do we know that from a Gashmias perspective, you live on bread, and that's the only thing that's important? Because when the Torah wants to tell you that there's more to life than Gashmias, what does the Torah say? There's more than the Teva and the Gashmias in the world. Okay, but in the Havamina, that all there is Teva and Gashmias, it's Lechem. Right? And that's why Lechem always, I mentioned the other day, Lechem might mean food. Why does Lechem mean food? Also mean food. Because Lechem is the main food. Now let's think about it. Lechem is the main food you eat. That's why it gets a super chashiv bracha, right? Motzi lechem na'aretz. But lechem, there's something tricky about lechem.
all the other foods we eat, lechem, mizonos might qualify for here, but that's okay. Mizonos is already just a downgraded hamotzi, right? When I eat an apple, I eat the apple. Who made this apple the way I'm eating it? Hashem, right? It grew on the tree. When I eat a potato, so I cook the potato, but it's a potato. Even if I slice the potato, it's a potato. Most things that I eat, Hashem did 90% of the work, and I did 10% of the work. Right? Bor pre guffin, so I have to squeeze the grape. Okay, squeeze the grape, but I'm still in the grape. What?
Both. Lechem and yayin got to go together.
Okay, correct. But even that's the yayin, since you would say it even on grape juice, you know, but you're right, the real yayin. Okay, fair. But bread is funny. Remember Ol Sidur de Pas. Hashem makes something which, if an alien came down from Mars and you showed him, if an alien came down from Mars and you showed him a field of potatoes and you showed him a baked potato, he would hop eventually, right? If an alien came down from Mars and you showed him wheat, not the field of wheat, you even like broke it open and showed him the kernel, right? And you showed him a loaf of bread, he would have no havamina that they're connected to each other, right? Because bread requires tremendous human ingenuity and processing. Tremendous human effort and ingenuity to make bread out of chita. I mean, ultimately, who gets credit for the lechem, right? And remember, lechem is soyed. Chita is not soyed, right? Why do we make lechem out of chita? Because when we make lechem, a chemist could probably tell you, you know that it's not the same nutrients just because you start with the same raw materials. The way you process everything totally changes the nutrients, right? If you only ate chita, you would not be able to live off that. It wouldn't have the right nutrients. If you eat bread, it will. Both mitzad kamos and mitzad echos. Who gets credit for the bread is the big question mark. It's funny. The most chashuv food is the one that we deserve the most credit for, apparently, compared to Hashem. And there's a fundamental tension here. The most important thing is lechem, and it's most important to thank Hashem for the lechem. But Hashem has the most competition when it comes to lechem. Hashem seems to deserve the least credit for lechem. And I think that's a fundamental tension underlying, Judaism. Forget Judaism, I take that back. Fundamental tension underlying religion, which is that we do our hishtadlos and work through the derech ha-teva in olam hazeh, and then we thank Hashem for it. Right, I go to work and I work hard at my job and earn money and I thank Hashem for it. That's a fundamental tension in religion, seeing the Yad Hashem behind the reality. Again, whether it's, I'm not getting into philosophy, whether it's behind the veneer of reality or behind the cogs of the mechanism of reality, I'll let you decide for yourself. But the lechem is fundamentally problematic because it looks like I deserve credit for the lechem more than Hashem. But of course, a religious person knows Hashem deserves credit. So maybe that's why Chazal brought in gluskos. What are they saying? Chazal are saying every time you make hamotzi, don't think, Hashem can only do so far. It's we who really made the progress. Hashem made the world. You know what? Hashem made the world, and it was rudimentary. It was building blocks, you know. But we're the ones who really did the, not only Makav Patish, did the Dosh Zohar Borer Merakid Lashon Ofen Makav Patish. We're the ones who really get credit for making the world because look at this beautiful bread we made. Chazal tell us, no, that's all b'dieved. L'chadchila, the bread grows from the trees. L'chadchila, the bread doesn't need any human ingenuity and effort. L'chadchila, Hashem does everything. It's only a b'dieved b'zeas atecha tocha lechem that we have to do this. It's not that we get the credit. No, it's not that we get the credit because Hashem wasn't mishuchlal, it wasn't advanced enough to make bread. No, avad Hashem made the bread. It's just b'dieved because of our mitnei chataenu, you know, galinu mi ganenu. It's only b'dieved that we have to do all this work and make the bread. But it's not because our ingenuity is necessary. It's because as an onesh, we have to, you know, write 100 times, I will not talk in class, when we could have just, you know, copied and pasted 100 times in Microsoft Word and save the effort. And I think that's really where this is coming from. It's coming to resolve to us, it's a nice philosophical question. You know, if you live in the days of Chazal, it's an existential problem. I live if I have bread, I die if I don't have bread. Nothing, everything else is a luxury. Bread is gets credit for life. And who gets credit for the bread? How can I thank Hashem for the bread if I'm doing it? The answer is, gluskos, you're doing it b'di'eved. It's not that Hashem needs your help to do it. Hashem did it all himself, l'chatchila. You're only doing it b'di'eved. So really, Hashem gets the credit and not you. I think that's really, it's specific to resolve the tension between, Hoda'a l'Hashem and the reality of people invented bread. If you don't know about gluskos, right? And the human involvement.
Doesn't Torah tell us how to make bread?
I don't know.
It is the very pasuk in Bor Kinafi. It has this ambiguity where it says Hashem is matzmiyeh hatsir labahima ve'esav labodas adam. It's totally ambiguous. Who is the most?
Right. The
here?
Truth is, it's one of these classic, you're saying, purposeful ambiguities.
Yes.
Right. Classic purposeful ambiguity. Who is the motzi lachem min ha'aretz? Very, very nice. That's very, very, very nice connection. Anyway, lanias daiti. I think that's why they're talking about gluskos. It's not just Stam. They're looking to bring in weird things into brachos. It's that they're looking to solve a specific philosophical problem. Okay. You can take it or leave it. And if you take it, you'll see. I'll do more with it.
Did we remind the Amar that the gluskos? Then that's in a man.
So interestingly, the Torah Chaim assumes that gluskos were in Gan Eden l'kulei alma against the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, so he doesn't have this problem. If you're going to say it's only la'asid lavo, then you're basically saying the same thing, just not as nicely. What you're saying is in Gan Eden, we were in a madrega, we didn't even need wheat because the fruits had enough nutrition. And now that we need wheat, don't think Hashem needs us to make the bread. L'asid lavo, when we don't have katay and Hashem will make the bread, it's only b'di'evet that we have to make bread.
But we were the ones who were, our ingenuity was the whole cause of bread. We were the motzi.
Yes, but it wasn't, but our ingenuity is bread. Again, it's like I have a whole warehouse. I have a whole warehouse full of nice toys. You know what? I once read an article. This was an article about marketing or something. I don't know the difference in all those things. About what do they call it? Like the Duncan Hines mix. Why is Duncan Hines mix so popular? Okay. After all, you can bake a cake, put in preservatives. It'll last 2 months, 3 months. Maybe more, probably longer, on the supermarket, and you'll get the same cake. Why is Duncan Hines mix so popular? And they say, when they did the Duncan Hines mix, at first, they included the eggs and the oil in the mix, and you just had to bake it. And no one bought it, because then they felt they were just buying a cake. No, they wanted to bake a cake. So they Duncan Hines mix, they docked up all the ingredients except for the eggs and the oil, because everyone has eggs and oil. On the one hand, people will buy it because you only have to add eggs and oil. On the other hand, I'll feel like I baked the cake because I put the eggs and the oil into the cake. And so basically, it's Duncan Hines mix. Hashem says, look, I have all these trees ready to grow loaves of bread for you. But meanwhile, I'll give you the Duncan Hines mix and let you feel like you're participating in it for some reason. But once we know this gluskos l'asid lavo, it's just a Duncan Hines mix. It's not that it's real. Yes, it's our ingenuity. Right, but our ingenuity wasn't necessary. Our ingenuity is just a game that Hashem's playing with us for whatever reason, and I think that still resolves the tension. Okay, we're both saying we want to go weiter. How are we going to go weiter?
I think the problem that I pointed out is between two different kinds of brachas is one problem. And I wonder if the Torah's Chaim could have produced a third example to say it's a general rule. These may be the only two examples.
Okay, I wonder also. I wonder, yes, I am. Okay, now.
But Bomei in Hebrew is best generally understood as a noun.
Let's come back
and
to that as well.
Is definitely a verb.
As the Chachlanoch points out, right, and he even tells you the Yiddish words for it in Dikduk, he says present tense is always a noun in Hebrew, right? Because the present tense is describing what's out there, not what happened at a different time. Nechon. And I want to come back to that as well. But let's go to what does the Torah Chaim say? And then we will try to What does the Toras Chaim say? The Toras Chaim says, you know what? Remember in the Havamina, Motzi was purely past. And Hamotzi is the future, right? The Havamina, Hamotzi is more future than past. It sounded like, when you read Lamed Chesam and Aleph, it sounded like in the end, Motzi and Hamotzi are equally in the past, Vizel. That's what it sounded like for the end of Lamed Chesam and Aleph, which is why I went to the Kasha, so why don't we pick Hamotzi? Says the Toras Chaim and many, many, many other Achronim, and even some Rishonim, even though I don't fully understand them, maybe you do. But no, even Lamaskana, Hamotzi is also forward-looking. Even Lamaskana, Motzi is in the past, and Hamotzi is in the past, present, and future, or at least past and future. Right, some end present, some don't. Even the Maskana, there's a grammatical difference. What do many, many Rishonim and Achronim say? They say, Lemaskana, Motzi equals only the past, and Hamotzi equals the past. Some at present, some don't. The Toras Chaim doesn't. I mean, past and the future. Right? The past and the future. Oh, let's just do past and the future for now. Hamotzi equals the past and the future. Not like we would have thought from reading Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Either. Now, what about Lamed Chesam and Aleph? When didn't the Chacham say Hamotzi can only mean the past, and they reinterpreted Hamotzi as Hamitachas of Losn Tzrayim? So not everyone deals with this, but either you have to say we change our mind from Lamed Chesam and Aleph to Maskana. The Hilchasa is disagreeing with the Shakam Tari and Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Or saying, no, there's a subtly different point. And Lamed Chesam and Aleph, they thought there was a Hamotzi that only meant the future. That we reject. Hamotzi can't only... Every use of Hamotzi, there can never be a use of Hamotzi that's only referring to the future. But of course there can be use of Hamotzi that's referring to many tenses at once, to many time periods at once. So if you say then, what does the Toras Chaim say? What does the Toras Chaim say? He says, on Lamed Chesam and Aleph, we thought there were only Gluskaos in Gan Eden. But, don't we all want to get back to Gan Eden? Isn't Lasid Lavo supposed to be a recreation of Gan Eden? Someone proved to me from Pshuto Shel Mikra that Lasid Lavo will go back to Gan Eden. Pshuto Shel Mikra, someone proved to me that Lasid Lavo will go back to Gan Eden. I know it doesn't talk about this anywhere in Tanakh. Parshas Bereishis. Shuta Shel Mikra. How do you know Lasid Lavo will go back to Gan Eden? Vaygarish Adam. How does it mean you go back? Right? I know a lot of people got divorced and didn't go back. Right? He put Shomrim Lishmor's Derech Eitz HaChayim. Why did Hashem put Shomrim, put Malachim, Kruvim, Lishmor's Derech Eitz HaChayim? If you're never going back, just take away Gan Eden, destroy Gan Eden, lock it up forever. Why leave a path to Gan Eden with Shomrim? Shuta Shel Mikra. If you leave a path and put Shomrim there, that means that sometimes people will get in and sometimes they won't. Otherwise, why do you need a door with Shomrim if no one's ever going to go in? Simple shot is, of course there's a possibility of going back to Gan Eden. Shuta Shel Mikra. Of course we'll go back to Gan Eden Lasid Lavo. That's why there's still a path and there's still a gate. But right now we can't because there are kruvim lanacherim tzapeches. So says the Toras Chaim, that's the maskana. The maskana of the Bavli is that it's both gluskaos. Not like the Rishami said one or the other. He says that there's gluskaos bigan eden oh le'asid lavo, and therefore we dafke use hamotzi because we want to be merames to both gluskaos and have an overarching view of the ideal creation, which includes the beginning and the end. And of course, that even more so makes us realize we're not in the beginning or the end, we're just in the middle. Obviously, the beginning and the end are more philosophically, existentially significant, or maybe philosophically significant at the very least, than the middle. And then, of course, it makes perfect sense why we say Borei Priya Guffin. Borei Priya Guffin has none of this. What do gluskaos have to do with Borei Priya Guffin? Borei Priya Eitz. No, the apples were the same in Gan Eden. Okay. I don't know if the apples have mistama, they were better apples in Gan Eden. Saying they grew the same, you picked them off the tree, they looked the same, you ate them the same, right? The only thing that's different in how it grows is the gluskaos. Why? Because the apples, mela. What more can Hashem do than he already does for the apples? So, then at Nicha, because When it comes to the other things, we're not talking about Gan Eden anymore. We're just talking about Ochel Zeh Shami Ochel. Only by bread we have to remember to Guskos. Other things, when I say Borei, I mean this apple. This apple Hashem created in the past, so I say Borei. When I eat bread, I'm not only talking about this bread, I'm also talking about Guskos. And Lamaskana, we reject the Havmin of Lamakhesam and Aleph. Between Lamakhesam and Aleph and Amabez, we changed history and believe there are Guskos, Le Asid Lavo. That is the Toras Chaim. The Bach is something similar to this. The Bach just says we sort of change from Rashi to Yerushalmi. Right? Says the Bach. He says, no. Lechem Zeh, which is the Avar, plus Gluskaos Le'asid Lavo. No, we weren't talking about Gluskaos the whole time. The Bach is with Rashi. The Bach is like, yeah, Rashi's good enough for me. Right, we've been talking about this bread. We weren't talking about Guskos and Amud Aleph. What changed on Amud Beis? On Amud Beis, what changed the Rambam is also the Guskos, and therefore we take a lashon that has Avar and Asid to talk about this bread and be Rambam to Guskos, and we hold the Guskos is only Asid Lavo. Interesting, right? So our folks in the Rishali, when the Guskos were according to Eretz Chaim, Lamechess Amud Aleph holds only in the past. Lamechess Amud Beis holds both, and according to the Bach and also the Tzlach, there's a whole. A cheshbon that we won't mention now, Lama Chesed base holds only Lasid level. The another pshat is the Aruch HaShulchan. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, is trying to deal with normal life here, right? The Aruch HaShulchan thinks, forget miraculous utopias, forget chalos trees. We're talking about the bread, but he says, what do we want to talk about? Well, we only want to talk about how Hashem made this wheat grow in, I'm not an expert, I'm estimating, make this wheat grow in a field someplace in Asia Minor, you know, this past winter. No, we want to talk about Hashem's all kinds of hashkacha, mechadish v'chol yom tuvo, ma'aseh bereishis. Hashem has constant hashkacha in the world, and therefore we'd rather use a lashon that has all the tenses. That's avar, oveh, and yeyeh. As he says, the reason we say this is because. It's all about Lashon being Kolel Hakol, and that's how he explains Amotzi. He brings down all the other Pshatim from Shonim, says, V'linera, like I said earlier, Kolel Avar V'asid, after Kolel Avar V'asid. And that's what he says, Hamotzi L'chamayim. When they say meant the past, what do you mean meant the past? Meant the past and continuing. It means the past that continues in the present and the future. He's always Motzi Lechem. And likewise, when you bake it, what do you think? Like Hashem makes it grow and then you bake it? Like Hashem does his part making it grow. And then you bake it and do your part? No, even when you bake it, you need Hashgachas Hashem. Right? For your oven to work, you also need Hashgachas Hashem. Everything's Hashgachas Hashem. Elam Nishu, to me, is Kuroteva. Okay. Etc. And that's what he says. He says, really, everything is Hashgacha, everything is a Nes. Teva is just the Nes that Hashem arranged all the time, so we don't appreciate it. What is the Aruch HaShulchan saying? He is saying, sticking with Lechem Zeh. He's saying, not Lechem Zeh, necessarily. He says, no. Lechem Shalanu. A Lechem Shalanu. It's just dealing with our Lechem, but. Mar'eh Hashgachas Hashem Be'avar Hoveh Ve'asid. Now here is something a little tricky, I must admit. Here is something which is a little tricky, which the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't fully resolve. By the way, there's not only the Aruch HaShulchan. Who else says that it's about regular wheat? but that grows all the time, and that's why it's Lashon Avar V'Asid.
That's the Ra'on.
The Ra'on, the Ritva, right? The Shittim Gvetzes, whoever. Remember, it's not the Shittim Gvetzes.
I know whatever.
The Miyochas L'Ritva. And the, I'm not even going to say Miyochas L'Shittim Gvetzes. I mean, I guess you could, but Miyochas L'Ritva and the Ra'ah, what do they say? They say, no, Chita is min Zroim, that are Gadol Tadir. Chita is a type of of legume that grows all the time. It's a type of zera that grows all the time. And they're saying the same thing, right? Says the Ra'ah. And the Ritva says, no, it's Chita Shalanu, Gadel Tamid, Be'avar, Uvehove, Uveasid. The Chita's always growing. Meaning, let me just point something out. There are three different formulations of this one answer, which that we say Hamotzi to be Kolel the future also.
You want that 4.4, actually?
No, actually.
2.4, 4.3.
Fine. Make me be Medayek. This is what I wanted to write. I just thought it would be. I just didn't want to be annoying. So I'm saying I didn't want to be an annoying type of person who has multiple decimal points. But since Chaim wants to, I will indulge him. What do I mean by that? What is the avar within this? What is the avar, and what is the asid? Says the Torah, Chaim, gluskos. And gluskos. That's why we want two tenses. Says the Bach, no. Chita and gluskos. No, we want the past for the chita that I'm eating in the normal everyday life, and the future tense to be ravished to gluskos. Says the Aruch HaShulchan and the Ra'ah, which is why they're both the same shot. No, it's chita and chita. There's no gluskos here. Right? You need two tenses without bringing the Yerushalmi gluskos. There's no gluskos. It's just about the chita. The chita grows all the time. Now, what's a little dachok in this shot is that's a good question. But how about for a ha'itz and adam at least, right? What about ha'itz and adam? Isn't ha'itz and you can always say that's agav. What about ha'itz and adam? What about borei? How do they explain borei? For the Bach, it's also nicha. Nicha, right? Basically, there's no gluskos by anything that's not bread. But for the Aruch HaShulchan and the Ritva, they're a little stuck. So why don't we also say Habore? After all, isn't it important that Hashem makes fruits and vegetables all the time? What do you mean? We don't believe in constant Hashgachan fruits and vegetables? It's constant Hashgachan everything, philosophically. There's just as much constant hashgach in fruits and vegetables as there is in bread. And here's where it gets a little dachuk.
Then you just have to use the bigger definition of bread.
Yeah, but that's not gonna help.
There's always something to eat.
But why not also do it for Haborei? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, says the on the Ritva, something that I don't understand at all. Says chita is mine zroim that are yotzim tadir. Chita grows all the time. Therefore, we can talk about how it always grows. Yeah. But the chita goes all the time. But fruits only grow once a year, and therefore, yeah, we know Hashem's hashgach is constant. But in fruits, you can't say he keeps making fruits. Like he made fruits. If I'm eating an apple, he made the apple in September. And now it's June and I'm eating it. He's not still making apples. I know he will next year, but you can't really see the constancy in apples the way you can with Zroim. He says, oh, what about vegetables? Vegetables are agav, the fruits. Now, someone help me out here. Someone who knows more about agriculture than I do, which is not saying so much. One thing I understand, wheat only grows once a year. Does wheat? You can have winter wheat and summer wheat. He talks about a tadir, as if it was a cucumber or something.
No.
Doesn't wheat also have a season?
No.
Like, can you harvest wheat any day you want?
But you can't go under the snow.
No. Okay, maybe wheat does grow all year. Okay, maybe I just don't. I'm not an expert in agriculture. Fine, Beseder. So says the Ra'ah, he says,
Zraim Yotzim Tadir Operos Ha'ilon Rak Pam Bishana. And therefore, even though philosophically there's constant hashgacha on everything, but grammatically it ties in better to the Zraim and not the Pirosa Ilan, then we have to be Nidchak and say that the Bori Pri Adama and the Chor Mizonos Pri Adama is just Agav. Yeah. Bori pri ha'etz. L'chori, you have to say that Bori meaning Mizonos is also Agav. Bori pri ha'etz. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan is not so clear. Why? Because he starts out by saying how Bore is all the tenses. And then he says we pick Hamotzi, because Hamotzi is all the tenses, without really explaining so well the difference between Hamotzi and Bore. Meaning, he never asks the difference between Hamotzi and Bore like the Rishonim do. The Rishonim are bothered by this. He is never bothered by this. Right? The Rashba asks this question. Yerushalmi brings up this issue. He's not bothered by this, so I'm not sure what he means to say, but he does merames to something about the afia. You know, maybe what he's trying to say is, this is a stretch, so he says Bore is all the tenses. But Hamotzi is even more so all the tenses somehow. Maybe the point is that, maybe, I'm not sure, that in Bore, it's really the ikar of the past. When I say Bore creates Hashem made the apple in September. And now I'm eating it now. When I eat the bread, it's baking. I just baked it. We want to say Hashem's hashkacha is also necessary for the baking. And therefore, we want to expand the tenses to show how Hashem's hashkacha is also necessary for the baking, again, to resolve this existential problem. Oh, I baked it without Hashem. No, you didn't bake it without Hashem. Just like Hashem made it grow from the ground, which is sort of obvious because like it just grows from the ground and no one makes it grow. You plant it and it just grows. Likewise, Hashem made it bake in your oven even though it doesn't look like it. But really, behind the scenes, Hashem's hashgacha is what makes it bake in your oven. So maybe, sorry, Eon, he doesn't explain himself. I'm not claiming he explains himself. And as a matter of fact, he soaps for himself. First he says, Bore is all the tenses. Then he says, Hamotzi is all the tenses, unlike Motzi. So I admit that totally consistent, but ve'ulai kavanaso lomar didavka belechem sarech lichlo, you have to include gam hashgacha be'es ha'afia. I mean, he's clearly not saying what the Ritva and the Ra are saying, that they grow non-seasonally. But he is emphasizing the Hashgacha of Esafia. Maybe it's more important than all the tenses in bread to show that Hashem's Hashgacha is not just when it grew in the past, but in every step of the even to the Ofeh. While by the apple, that's not so important because like Hashem made in the past, then like all the work was done. By the apple, the work was done months ago. All I had to do is like bring it home and take it off my counter and put it in my mouth. By the bread, since the work was just done today, when I bake this bread, it's important to emphasize that Hashgacha of Hashem continues through time. Maybe that's what he's hinting at, even though he doesn't say it explicitly. Okay, this is what we have to say about Motzi versus Hamotzi, and Chaim will help us out here. Now we're ready to go on to the famous question of the Chachos HaNoach, which we already pointed out here, which is, what about the Chachos HaNoach? Oh, sorry. Wait, give me a second.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say my own pshat?
You have room on the board.
Okay. There's so many good pshat in here, you don't need my own pshat. Olai Yesh Lomar, but maybe I want to give a different shot. What's the forget about everything it says in the Gemara. Why can you forget about what it says in the Gemara? Because in Pashup Shot in the Gemara ended up saying nothing about Motzi versus Hamotzi. Right? Pashup Shot in the Gemara is that we pass like Chachamim, as it says, that Motzi means past and Hamotzi means past, and there's no difference between them whatsoever. Which is why all the Rishonim had Tashas and Answers, and Achronim had Tashas and Answers. Right? But, forget it. So the Gemara ends up, Hamotzi and Motzi are neutral.
So let's think about it ourselves. What is the difference in if I talk in Hebrew to saying he is who mocher chanukiot and who ha mocher chanukiot?
Exclusiveness,
right? If I say you do something, it means you do something. So do a lot of other people. If I say you are the one who does something, and the ha is a little bit more of a noun, even though it's not 100%, that means exclusiveness. Yosef, who hasholeit al haaretz, who hamashbir l'chol am haaretz. He wasn't one of the people who sold. He was the one who sold food to everyone. Right? That the ha means exclusiveness. And now, on the one hand, I'm saying something I didn't find in Rishon Rachor, and on the other, I'm saying something that has to do with the way we use speak words in everyday language, and that since the time of the Tanakh. It's not a modern-day Hebrew invention that ha means exclusiveness. It's very, very poshut. What's the fundamental tension when it comes to bread? Who was motzi lechem in haaretz? On the one hand, maybe I was motzi lechem, because all Hashem gives me is some seed, and look what I did, I made lechem, amazing. You know, Hashem gave me, you know, a field, and I built a computer. It's me. On the other hand, maybe it's Hashem. When it comes to apples, we know there's no question who is Bori the apple. Hashem was Bori the apple. When it comes to potatoes, no question who's Bori the potatoes. Hashem was Bori the potatoes. Only when it comes to bread is there a suffix who gets credit for the bread. Is Hashem Motzi or am I Motzi? Even it said Motzi Chita Tenach. But Motzi Lechem, why did Chazal say Motzi Lechem? Because they know that we're living with this tension. They know that we would logically give ourselves credit more than Hashem for the lechem. And therefore, I'll say, ha motzi lechem in ha'aretz. No, exclusiveness. You're not the motzi lechem in ha'aretz, Hashem is. When Bori creates, they say Hashem is Bori creates because there's no havamina anyone else did it. When it comes to motzi lechem in ha'aretz, there's a havamina that someone else did it. You have to use the hay of exclusiveness and say ha motzi lechem in ha'aretz. And that's why it's ha motzi. And not habore kach nirul and yisdaiti ule yishlomer the hey, the letter hey of the ha equals exclusiveness, and because there's a ha v'mina that Hashem's not the one who is motzi lechem haaretz, or at least the two were Hashem and me were motzi lechem haaretz. Kamashlon exclusiveness by bore, there's no need for exclusiveness because there's no havamina to credit anyone else. Okay, what do I mean? Of course the havamina. Someone could be an atheist and say, what do you mean? It's just science and nature and planting. Okay, but there's no havamina for someone who has a basic belief in God to credit anyone else. By the lechem, there's a havamina to credit anyone else. Therefore, you need the exclusiveness. Kach nirul ani is daiti.
What about Borei minin zonos vice chera?
Ah, that's an amazing question. What about, how does Borei minin zonos fit into any of these things? For a lot of these answers, you might have to say that it's just agav the other boreis. For a lot of these answers, you might have to say that's agav the other boreis. You have to say, truth is, if you say it's about gluskaos, then it's nicha. Since these aren't gluskos, therefore we don't use the hay. They're not gluskos, you don't need the hay. Or you could say that it's agav, like the Ritva says. Or you could say, no, since ultimately the mizonos, maybe I'd say since ultimately the mizonos are not so choshev, it's not as, or say a little better. Even when it comes to the mizonos, they're not as different as the bread, some of them. After all, you could have porridge and just split it in two and still make mizonos. So the mizonos is cold little things that are more different, less different. Or you could say, since it's not the staff of life, it's not as important. But you have to give some answer. I just threw out a bunch of them. Okay, Rabosai.
Rabbi, the Rambam is when he's covering the pasuk, most of that he said that it's referring to the Sibari Shona. Because only a fool would think that you go out into the field.
Correct. He says, Motzi lechem haaretz, Masha was Motzi Nechita that became the lechem in haaretz. Correct. But still, even though he's right, still existentially, we're living with that tension. Okay, but you're right. Absolutely. Now, Rabosai, correct. I mean, he's not a gluskos fan. That's clear. We wouldn't necessarily expect him to be. Now,
Let's go to the famous question about Shehakol. Shehakol niya bedvaro or niya bedvaro. Even though there's a couple, there's one line and an Akron who questions the accepted dikduk. And I saw one guy nowadays who's he's like a revolutionary who wants to say all of dikduk is lav dafka and questions the accepted dikduk. You know, he wants to make them stop teaching proper dikduk in school. Al pi klolei hadikduk, it's very clear that niyeh bedvaro is lashon present hove, and niyeh bedvaro is lashon avar. Right, vayiven shem mizbeach l'shem hanira elav is shem is nearer to me now. I build a mizbeach. Right, v'eses shem mizbeach l'kel. I don't remember. Okay, whatever. The LP totally a dikduk. You take the parallels. I don't have them. Bishlof. There's a difference between hove and avar. How do we say shahakol? Do we say meaning? What's different about shahakol? All the other birchos hanenin are in binyan tal, the active voice. So it's motzi, bore, ha-motzi, ha-bore, and we picked ha-motzi and bore, either for no halachic reason or we need to come up with a halachic reason. Right? The agav, I'll just say that efshar, if I wanted to answer up for the me'iri, if I were to answer up for the yeshom and the me'iri, this is the Meir himself, who ends up not being Nick Yishomer. I might have just thrown in one other idea. Now Chaim's going to be mad at me. Which is that maybe you could say that even though you have to show your Talmud Chacham by your brachos, once you show it with one bracha, that's good enough. And that's why you don't have to say Habori. Meaning there's a tension between wanting to be Yotze Lekulei Alma and wanting to show a Chiddush. So maybe the right answer to that tension is, for one example, you should show the Chiddush. But the other examples should be Yotzei Lekulei Alma, and maybe that's the right answer to the meta halachic tension. Efshar, I haven't seen anyone says that. Or
that was the slach. What?
No, the slach says we didn't get into the slach that you only would have a misunderstanding by motzi, and there's no machlokis by the other one. That's different. I'm saying even if there is a machlokis, maybe it's enough to show a chiddush in one bracha. Okay. Maybe, but I am not promising. Chaim, I'm sorry, I changed the word. Let's go to Niya. So, says, let's start with the Magen Avraham, even though, really, this soon you start the Chachmas Manoach. Right? As we know, the Magen Avraham quotes the Chachmas Manoach. Right? I always want to take a poll of yeshiva guys. You know, in the Magen Avraham, he has all these Rashi Tevos. In the new ones, they open them. Of Sfarin that most people have never heard of, or at the very least they're not familiar with this Rosh Yitevos of the Sefer. Like in this Magen Avraham, he used the Rosh Yitevos Ches Hei, which is the Chedush Rosh, but we've heard of it, but we'd never have called it the Ches Hei. And then it has the Ches Mem, but we don't know what it is. And even the Kaf Hei, it's not so pasha to figure out who he means, the Knesset HaGdola, the Shin Gimel Shulte Yiborim, and the Ches Mem. Ches Mem, no one Yeshiva would ever guess in their life it's the Chachmas Manoach. I really want to take a poll. Tell the Yeshiva Rachim, can you find me the Chachmas Manoach? I wonder how many people know that it's in the Vilna Shas. Exactly. You know, because I wrote that on the Kor sheet. You knew anyway. When we were kids, you know, after the Marshal of the Vilna Shas, there was like 30 pages where there's different achronim, and each one is one or two pages long. And go find. Now they made it much nicer. They put them all together into a Yalkut Mefarshim or something. So you can just look under your daf and see what they're saying. Those days, if you want to see what everyone in the back of the Vilna Shas said in your daf, you have to look in 30 places. And then no one ever did. But anyway, the Chachmas Manoach is found in the back of the Gemara. His name was Manoach. That's why he called it the Chachmas Manoach. But let's start with the Magen Avraham. Why? Because the Magen Avraham more directly comes from our sugya. Says the Magen Avraham, he says, what does it say on Lamed Chesam and Aleph? It says on Lamed Chesam and Aleph that you should use Lashon Avar. Right? De'apek mashma. Lekuli alma you need Lashon Avar. They only argue in Dikduk. So if you need Lashon Avar, it's Shakol Niyah Vidvaro. V'zehu. There's nothing to talk about. Shakol Niyah Vidvaro. And many people agree with the Magen Avraham. Right? The Yabetz even quotes that his father, who's his father? Chacham Tzvi laughed at people who said Niyah Vidvaro. Log! And he I don't know what the big deal was. He laughed at people who said Nia Bidvaro. I have a Talmud whose Hana in life is to laugh at people who do things wrong. So I sent him this Sheol's Yavi to show he has a mucker. That's, you know, I have different Hanos in life. Anyway, so, by the way, there are many people who agree with the Magen Avraham that it is a Kamatz, Niya. Who says Niya? Let's just make a list here. Niya, the main person is the Magen Avraham. But who agrees with him? The Yabates, that's Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He quotes his father, the Chacham Tzvi, and maybe the Riaz. Why do I say maybe the Riaz? Because in the, you notice on this sheet, I gave you the Piskei Riaz from the Bar Ilan, which is from the version published from Ksav Yad. And he says, Kol Brach Shayuzim Ashvon L'Sha'avagon Sha'akon Li'abed Varav Eino Omer Sha'akol. Now, I'm not sure exactly how they got this. Yeah. Maybe that he just meant to say, you say Niyah, not Yiyah, which no one has a Havamina. It's not clear in the original Riaz what he meant, but when the Shilte Giborim quotes the Riaz, he adds something. And again, I didn't look at the Ksav Yad; they didn't really explain so well. But at least in the Shilte Giborim quoting the Riaz, the only Rishon, potential Rishon, Shilte Giborim quoting the Riaz, when the Shilte Giborim quotes the Riaz, if his quote is accurate and there are parentheses, if this quote and interpretation is accurate, then it's the only Rishon that deals with it. By the time the Shilte Giborim quotes the Riaz, how does the Shilte Giborim quote the Riaz? He says, "Kol habracha sorshim hashmol shel aver kon shakol neya bekamatz bedvar ve'enam var shakol neya besegol." Those parentheses were added by the Shilte Giborim, so we're not sure what the Riaz meant, but maybe, certainly, this is the only potential Rishon Shilte Giborim b'shem Riaz. We can make a list. I don't know if there's a point of making a list, but if you want to know modern day poskim, the Birkei Yosef says this, the Chida, the Kafa Chaim says this, another Sfardi. Who's Sfardi here? Any Sfardim here? I don't know what Sfardim say nowadays.
Yeah.
Sfardim say Niyah. The Kafa Chaim and the Birkei Yosef, that's pretty good if you're Sfardi. And even among Ashkenazim, we had plenty of people, including the Chassam Sofer. And who is the Chassam Sofer's? The Chassam Sofer and the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's enough.
And the Shulchan Aruch Harav.
And the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Good point.
And the Grod? No.
That's not what I saw. Where did you see this?
I'll pass from my.
In the Maisa Rav, I thought it says Niyah. Okay. The Chachmas Manoach is the main Niyah person. I think the Maisa Rav, the Gros, says Niyah. I could be wrong. The Chai Adam also says Niyah. He often works off the Gros. The Chai Adam says Niyah. Interesting, the Mishabura doesn't even talk about it. I don't know why. Maybe he just didn't want to get into it. The Me'ol Tzedakah says Niyah. The Ar HaShulchan is very sharp that it has to be Niyah. Okay, and in the modern day postgame, you have like a million deos, like the 20th century postgame, and Kav Chaim and Aruch HaShulchan, also the later 20th century postgame, a million deos each way. And my impression is that nowadays, most Ashkenazim say Niyah. That's what I found in all the Ashkenazi Siddurim. Meaning, the Chachmas Manoach won the day. That's my impression. But what's the Yisod of the Machlokas? What's the Yisod of the Machlokas? So, now, there are also technical possibilities, but what's the svara for Niyah and for Niyah? So, says the Chachmas Manoach, the svara for Niyah is the main svara, because all brachos are the Lashon Hoveh. After all, he says, don't start with what it says in the Gemara. Start with the facts. Everyone knows Motzi is Hoveh. If it was Aver, it would be Hotzi. If it was Asid, it would be Yotzi. Everyone knows grammar. Both Motzi and Hamotzi are both Hoveh. What does the Magen Avraham say? He says the Mefurish Gemara. All brachas are Hoveh, al pi dikduk. By the way, all brachos, he doesn't mean all brachos, he means all brachos berkes hanenin, right? All berkes hanenin are hoveh.
there are some other brachos that are clearly the lashon avar, right? Asher yotzar es hadam etzalmo is clearly lashon avar. We're not talking about that. We're talking about birkas ha, birkas hanen. Says the Magen Avraham, no, all brachos are lashon avar. How does he know? Gemara, daf lamed chesam and aleph. Everyone agrees you have to say it in lashon avar. All brachos are in lashon avar. Now let us. what does the Chacham of Noach say about the Gemara? What does the Chachmas Sanoch say about our Gemara? Doesn't our Gemara say that all brachas have to be Lashon Avar? Doesn't our Gemara say it means Lashon Avar? Anyone? So he says, no, our Gemara doesn't literally mean it is the Lashon Avar. Our Gemara knows Lashon Avar. Our Gemara knows fourth grade diktuk. The Tanam and Amorim mean fourth grade diktuk. What they mean is, of course, brachas are b'lashon hoveh. That's pashat, that brachas are b'lashon hoveh. That's not even an issue that brachas are b'lashon hoveh. The Gemara just meant lashon hoveh is a funny lashon, because generally lashon avar means just avar. Generally lashon asid means just asid. Lashon hoveh can imply constancy, right? Lashon hoveh can mean constant. The question is this a lashon hoveh that is used for hoveh and avar, or a lashon hoveh that's used for hoveh and asid? Is this a lashon hoveh that also hints at avar, or is this a lashon hoveh that also hints at asid? Says the Chachmas von Noach, what does he do with our Gemara? He says, de'apek means lashon hoveh, Demayri gam al ha'avar. Nah, so they're not distinguishing past and future tense. They know diktuk. They're distinguishing, saying it's such a dumber posture that in present tense there's nothing to talk about. They're only arguing about, is it a present tense that also implies the past or a present tense that also implies the future? That's all we are talking about. They said, beinoni morkav me'avar me'hov me'asid. Right? Any present tense includes everything. And we're just trying to figure out whether it's bechlolo gamkein avar, or it's bechlolo only hove and asid, because present tense is very flexible. So we want a present tense that also includes the past, not a present tense that also includes the future, because we're talking about the past. That's the chachmas Manoach, and therefore, but when it comes to actual lashon avar, of course we wouldn't use actual lashon avar. Then we have to say niyah b'dvaro. What does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham says no. Says the Gemara meant what it said and says what he meant. That we really want lashon avar. No. We really want lashon avar and bore / motzi counts as avar. No, it really counts as lashon avar. Why don't we say shebara and shehotzi according to the Magen Avraham? If we really want lashon avar, wouldn't it be better to just say regular lashon avar? Why do we have to use this pseudo lashon avar? I mean, he's claiming no, bore and motzi is a pseudo lashon avar. So why don't we use the regular lashon avar? What is the answer in two words? He doesn't. I thought he did. What? No one? Says the Magen Avraham. The Chachos of Noach said to say b'sneya b'segol, because all brachos are binyani, are present. But the Gemara says behedya that it's l'sha'avar. So if behedya is l'sha'avar, why do we say bore not bora? Right? The Magen Avraham also knew diktuk. Right? None of these people were amaratzim. He says, when bore lishna dekra. We just use a
a pseudo lashon avar instead of classic lashon avar because of lishna dekra, because the Torah talks about Hashem as borei and as motzi. So we really want lashon avar. We just use borei instead of shebara because of lishna dekra. So basically, there are two totally different ways of looking at our Gemara. What are the two totally different ways of looking at our Gemara? Even before you get into all the motzi and hamotzi. What is our Gemara starting with in the first place? Are they starting with Pashat is Lashon Hobeh? Pashat of Bracha is for now, because I live now and I want to talk about now. All brachos are about right here and right now, my life. Just we want to lean also towards the past or lean also towards the future. And or as opposed to my grandmother says, no, all brachos are about the past. Because everything I'm doing, Hashem already did his part before I enjoy it. All brachos are in the past. But we use a funny way of saying past instead of the easy way of saying the past because of Lishna Dekra. That's a fundamental machlok between the Magen Avraham and the Chachmas Manoach. And Lechora, another nafkamina of their machlokas, would be a fascinating discussion. What about one bracha, which we're not sure what the girsa is, whether it's Lashon Avar or Lashon Hoveh. Which birkas hanan is the only birkas hanan in which to this very day we're not sure how to say it? Reach Tov Baperos. Do you say Hanosen Reach Tov Baperos? Or do you say Asher Nosan Reach Tov Baperos? I would ask what everyone here says. Maybe you don't even say it so often anyway. We say Boromir Nibsamim Shkaya. Okay, what do you say? Hanosim Reach Tov Peros or Asher Nosan Reach Tov Ba Peros? Great question. L'chora, that's another nafkamina of Niyah versus Niyah. If you say the Chachmas Manoach, Derech the Chachmas, if you say the Derech of the Chachmas Manoach, then it's Pashut, and here you have to go against the El Yoraba and the Mishnah Berurah. I think it would be Pashut that you have to say Hanosein Reach Tov Baperos. Why? Because all brachos have Lashon Hoveh. Well, everything else is the details of the hints of the subtle differences in the leanings of Lashon Hoveh. But it's all Lashon Hoveh. If you say, like the Magen Avraham, then all brachos are Lashon Avar. But Lashon Hoveh can also count as Lashon Avar if it's Lishna Dekra. Now, is there Lishna Dekra of Nosin Reach Tov Baperos? Not really. There's Lishna Tov of Nosin, but Lechora, you should say Asher Nosan Reach Tov Baperos. Because you always say the past tense, unless there's a Lishna Dekra making you do differently, unless he finds some Lishna Dekra, he has some Lishna Dekra up his sleeve that I'm not familiar with. Lemaisa, I've looked in the Siddurim nowadays, most Siddurim say Hanosein Reach Tov Baperos, which is the Lishitasam that most Siddurim say Shahakol Niyah B'dvaro, at least Sfardi Siddurim. I'm curious what Sfardi Siddurim say. Anyway, let me just point out one or two things before we get to the big Raya. You could say that really Shahakol is different. You could say Shahakol is different. What could you say? You could say Shahakol is different than everything. That there's a different reason for Shahakol. Meaning, could you say this is a general? This analysis is a general machlokas. But could you also say there is a specific reason? And we have some specific reasons, either fundamental or technical. There could be, maybe you could say, that all brachos in Avar, but Niyah. That's the Lahoris Nelson. Why does he say all brachos are in Avar? The Magen Avraham is really right. Theoretically, Magen Avraham. Right? This is theoretically Magen Avraham, practically Chachmas Manoach. Who says this?
Fashut lahoros nasim. Rav Nassim goes Fetner. He gives a technical reason. He says, you know what? You always want to avoid misunderstandings. He says, what's the difference between niyah and niyah? Niyah could be misunderstood to come from a different root word. What different root word? What different root word? Anyone ever go to shul on Tisha B'Av? You know this root word?
Oh.
Old-fashioned shuls where they used to say the where they used to say the kinos, or no Tanakh. What other root word could you mistakenly think it from other than haya? What? Well, what's the root word? Al-Harim, the Torah, the morning of Tisha B'Av. Al-Harim esab b'chiva nehi. Arim b'zichiv yahima v'kol nehi arima. In the first, I think that's the first Hina about 1096. Right? A nehi is a wail of avelos. It's a lashon shvira. Neya, as a matter of fact, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, which is a three-way machlokes, what root word it's from. There's a pasuk, one second. I print. No, that was Yirmiyahu, what I quoted before. But I meant this quote from Mishlei. There's a great pasuk in Mishlei, which says, Tava Neya Terav Lanefesh. And it's Machlokas Rishonim, looking like the Radak and Rashi there, if I'm not mistaken. It's Machlokas Rishonim. Tava Niyah means a Tava that happened, a Tava that was fulfilled, Milosha Havaya, or Tava Niyah, a tragic Tava. Right? There's even a word Niyah in Tanakh where it's Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's Miloshon tragedy or Miloshon or Miloshon being. So again, you could look up the Rishonim in Mishlei and the Lahoros Nasan. This is his best raya. After all, if the Rishonim couldn't figure out Pshat in Mishlei, then how could you say no one's ever going to be confused? Mishlei Yud Gimel Yud Tes Tava Niyah Terav Lanefesh V'Tov As Ksilim Sur Meira. It's a machlokes whether it's Milashon wailing of screaming and wailing or Milashon being. So therefore, he says, right? You Niyah could be misunderstood as a lashon of nehi, of a lashon of shakol neya b'dvaru. Everything was ruined by Hashem. Everything was tragically ruined by Hashem. Okay, we don't want to be misunderstood, so we say neya because it's more important to avoid misunderstandings. Or in the other way around, you could say all brachos are hoveh, meaning theoretically you agree to the Chachmas Manoach. But this is Niyah. Practically, you agree with the Magen Avraham. And who says this? The Yabed says this. Says the Yabed, he says, Keinach the Chachmas Manoach is theoretically right. I like grammars much even more than this guy. But there are two reasons why Shahakal is different. One is a technical reason. Says the Shelas Yabed, he says, one, misunderstanding. What's the misunderstanding? You know how many times the word niyah appears in Tanakh? Guess how many times. Eight times it appears in Tanakh. How many of those eight times does it mean was brought into existence? Like Shekhol Niyah Bidvaro. Zero. Niyeh in Tanakh never means Lashon Nifal of being created. What does Niyeh in Tanakh mean 8 out of 8 times?
Comes into being.
No, not comes, never comes into being Niyeh. Niyeh does. Niyeh 8 out of 8 times Tanakh is the future tense plural first person. Anachnu Niyeh. Nun is a very, very tricky prefix in Diktuk, because nun could be nifal, passive voice, or nun could be future plural first person. We will. Nun could mean it was, or we will. Nun is tricky, right? Nifal could mean anachnu nifal kach, anachnu nifal hachzarata v'chuli v'chuli v'chuli, or it could mean binyan nifal, passive voice. Says niyeh could be confused 8 out of 8 times in Tanakh. It's an active voice in the future. We will be everything in Hashem's. That's chutzpah. You don't want that misunderstanding. Rather, now, of course, niyah could just be the
Niyah could also be confused with some other weird conjugation. He says that never appeared in Tanakh, no one ever used it, it's not a problem. But that's what he says. Niyah could be, what do you mean could be misunderstood? It's 8 out of 8. If you look up Niyah in Tanakh, it almost always means was created, was made. Right? Niyah always, not just always, means could be misunderstood as future plural first person. Which is, I know I'm speaking Greek. In Greek, future plural first person just means we will do something.
How would you translate the bracha according to that?
Shakom niyeh bedvaro. We will be everything by Hashem's word. By Hashem's words, we'll be everything. Nothing else is important but us. Okay? I don't want to say that. Okay, that's his first taina. His second taina, these are all technical. Right? These are super technical, right? He has a fundamental point. Well, that is the second last thing I wanted to say, but it will be the last thing I will say today, and we'll have to leave one small hashlama for tomorrow. Tomorrow being, remember, a week from now. Tomorrow usually means 3 or 4 days from now. But now, tomorrow means a week from now, again, because we're sensitive to the Greeks. What does he say? He says something wild. Maybe there is a fundamental difference between Shahakol and everything else. Fundamentally, Borei Vechuli has to be Lashon Hoveh, and Shahakol has to be Lashon Avar. Why? Because there's a problem with the word kol. Who knows the problem with the word kol? Does kol mean like each or all? Right? Right? Whenever I use a lashon like kol, I might mean like each individual thing or everything, everything is a klal. Right? So, does... what does he say? He says a wild chiddush. And with this, we'll have to end. The only thing we left out is Borei Mor Ha'esh, which we will come back to. He says, what is Borei Pri Ha'etz about? Borei Pri Ha'etz is about the each individual Pri Ha'etz. Each individual Pri Ha'etz. And even though Borei Mor Ha'esh is Lashon Rabbim, it's still about each individual Muslim that I have. Now, how would I have translated Shakomi of Naro if I had my druthers? I would have said it's parallel. Borei Pri Ha'etz means each fruit. Hashem makes each fruit one by one. Shakomi, everything else one by one. If I'm eating a cow, Hashem made that cow. If I'm eating a mushroom, Hashem made that mushroom. If I'm drinking water, Hashem made that water. Says the Yavetz, no. Shakomi of Naro means Hashem made everything at once. Hashem doesn't keep making everything at once. Even though he knows philosophically the Chadash Kol Yatuvim Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Rambam says if Hashem wouldn't be here, then the world wouldn't exist. And every second Hashem keeps the world going, etc., etc. Yeah, that's true philosophically. But L'maisa, each apple Hashem makes grow. Every year he makes each apple grow. There's a constant Lashon Hove of Hashem makes apples grow. My grandfather's days Hashem made apples grow. My father's a kid, he made apples grow. And now I see apples growing, and my grandchildren will see apples growing, etc., etc. But Shakomi doesn't mean each thing in the world. It means the whole world, Beklov Yuso. Hashem doesn't make a whole world anymore. He only made the whole world once in Ma'aseh Bereishis. And therefore, Shahakol is fundamentally different. It's that, yes, the Sheikh Chachmas ben Noach is right about the other Brichos Hanenin, but his first answer is technically, he's fundamentally wrong, because this is about the creation of the entire world, not about each thing in the world. Not each thing is Hove B'Dvaro. No, the entire world is Hove B'Dvaro. The entire world, meaning Shahakol, is Kolel, is really talking about the creation of the entire world, not about a specific thing in the world. All the other brachos are specific things in the world. That's Lashon Hove. Every day and every month and every year, specific things come into being. Shahakol is about the whole creation, that there is a world. There is a world that was only created once. I know it needs Hashem to keep supporting it, but it still was only made once. There was never like turned off the world and then turned it back on. Right? And even though he's Mechadish Kol Yom Tamid, he's Mechadish, but he doesn't turn it off and turn it back on. He just keeps the juice going. Now this is very fascinating because you might say, Meheshitesi, why would Chazal, if you're in technical things, and Seder, why would Chazal ever want to make such a fundamental difference between the bracha of Shahakol and the other brachos, that one is about the specific thing, and the other is about the creation of the whole world? And what Zachariah is telling me is that we have to go back to the very beginning of the year, right? I understood full well, that this ties back to the lumpness of the roof at the beginning of the year. Is the difference between Shahakol and the other brachos just quantitative / technical? This is on one kind of food, that's on another kind of food, this is a specific type of food, that's a general type of food. Is the difference just levels of generality? Hamotzi is very specific, and Mizonos is a little more general, and Hadam is a little more general, Shahakol is a little, it's much more general, right? And Ha'etz is very, Hagafen is very specific, and Ha'etz is a little more general, and Hadam is a little more general, and Shahakol is much more general. Or is that a totally, totally different lumdus? One is about the chefta of food I have before me, says the Rav. The other is just about the Hanas HaGavra, the fact that I get things from Hashem without focusing on the specific thing in front of me. This Yavetz about his defense, his second defense, his non-technical, his Neil Bavaro, is exactly saying the lumdus of the Rav in terms of the difference between Shahakol and the other brachas. The other brachas are on the Chefza, the Shahakol is on the Gavra. What does that mean? On the Gavra, I don't mean I'm thinking Hashem for myself. Meaning one is on the specific item, the other is on the fact that I get things from Hashem. I get things from Hashem, the whole world. I'm talking generally about the whole, not generally about all foods. Because then, just like there's a million apples, but I talk about one apple, there's a million foods, I should talk about one food. No, there's a fundamental difference. This ties into Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, right? And the Rav, etc. Ayin Shum, we come full circle back to where we started. The only thing we left out is Bori Ma'ori Ha'esh. We'll have to pick up with that at Mirtz Hashem next time. Again, next time is Thursday. You're welcome to come here and sit in this room and learn at 11:30 a.m. on Monday, but you'll be doing it without me. I mean, we just have like 5 minutes to finish. Someone move that clock. It's definitely not 11:12. It's like 10:59. Anyway, I apologize for going late. The next sugya is Shlokos. I wrote up the Maamar Makomos. I think I'm going to want to add one or two things maybe, so I'll send out an updated email copy, but whoever wants to start learning the next Makoros, because I know everyone finished these ones. This time everyone finished these ones. You can take the next Makoros, but I'm reserving the right to add a couple things onto the Makoros and then email it out. The Rav said Niyeh, that's good enough for us. And as a matter of fact, I will... I